You're listening to KUOW. States and localities all over the country are beginning to tackle recreational marijuana laws. Last week, Portland, Maine voters opted to make a small amount of pot possession legal for adults over 21. Three Michigan cities passed similar laws. And in Colorado, they tackled the tough question of how to tax recreational marijuana. Joining us with an update on marijuana laws 1 year after recreational cannabis was legalized here in Colorado is Mason Tvert. He's communications director for the Marijuana Policy Project. It's a group that works to reform current marijuana laws around the country. Thanks so much for taking the time, Mason. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
So can we see any after effect, any bounce effect from what happened here in Colorado 1 year ago in this year's elections?
Well, interestingly, no. The only things that have really happened so far are that adults 21 and older are no longer being arrested or prosecuted simply for possessing marijuana. But we still need to implement these regulatory systems that the initiative's called for, and the process of implementing those systems is currently underway in both states, and it's moving along quickly and efficiently, and we expect to see here in Colorado businesses, retail marijuana stores beginning to open in January, and I believe that a little bit later in the year they'll begin to open in Washington.
And the interesting thing about Colorado is that citizens voted to tax themselves on marijuana. Why did that happen?
Well, I think that the tax that was just passed last week really underscores the benefits of regulating marijuana instead of leaving it to the underground market where all the money is going toward drug cartels and other illegal elements. Ultimately, voters approved the initiative last year, which did require our legislature to enact a tax, and then under Colorado state law, it's required that the voters specifically approve that specific tax. So that's why we've seen this kind of play out. This was really an extension of the original vote, whereas in Washington, the taxes were included in the first initial measure passed last year. So we're really on the same general track.
Tell us about these laws changes that took place in Portland, Maine, and in these three cities in Michigan, Ferndale, Lansing, and Jackson. What did they do there?
Well, Portland became the first city on the East Coast to remove all penalties for private adult marijuana possession. That's a measure very similar to what was passed here in Denver back in 2005 when Denver became the first city in the country to do that. And we've since seen several other localities pass similar measures, and some of those have been in Michigan. Last year, several Michigan cities passed measures to reduce or remove penalties, including Detroit and Flint. And now this year, we just saw Lansing, the state capital, as well as two smaller cities, Ferndale and Jackson, vote to remove local penalties as well. So, you know, these are situations where it's really up to local officials to follow the will of the voters instead of choosing to enforce state law. They're not required to enforce state law. And it really, in both cases, demonstrates the direction in which we're seeing this movement go. You know, Portland is the largest city by far in the state of Maine, and 67% of voters there said they want to end marijuana prohibition. That bodes very well for forthcoming efforts to pass a law similar to Colorado and Washington in that state.
But despite these changes in Maine and Michigan, possessing marijuana is still illegal?
It is still illegal under state law, but it will essentially the localities have the ability to refrain from enforcing state law. It's really up to them to choose, and we hope that they will not needlessly arrest and prosecute adults for simple possession when the voters so overwhelmingly said to stop. But in both cases, this is really also working toward changing those state laws and having a much more comprehensive marijuana policy reform effort here in 2016, particularly in Maine.
Mason, is there anywhere where marijuana legislation lost this year?
Not really. A lot of state legislatures took up marijuana-related issues, and we saw several victories. In Vermont, they decriminalized possession of small amounts of marijuana, removing the criminal penalties and replacing it with a small civil fine. Illinois and New Hampshire became the 19th and 20th states in the country to adopt laws allowing the medical use of marijuana. We saw medical marijuana dispensaries opening in Washington, D.C. Bills to regulate medical marijuana businesses were passed in Nevada and Oregon. It was really a pretty clean sweep. We also saw some legislation that did not pass but is really moving its way through the process, and that would be legislation such as in Rhode Island or in other states in the East Coast, where the Hawaii as well, where we are seeing growing support for passing a law like Colorado or Washington via the legislature.
We're just about out of time, Mason, but what are the big elections to look forward to in 2014 regarding this issue?
Well, right now, local activists in Alaska are working on putting an initiative on the ballot for August 2014, and that'll be similar to the Colorado or Washington initiatives. And then we also have learned that activists in Oregon are also working to put a measure on the ballot.
Okay, so we'll look to Alaska and Oregon for other changes. Thanks so much for your time. We appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
Mason Tvert, Communications Director for the Marijuana Policy Project. You're listening to The Record.